G.R.E. with Carter, it's Fall Tree, Clara and Shaw, our Capital Irish, Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. It's Misha Finbar Mudgy, and I'll be your presenter today. For some reason or another, the last couple of shows I've done, I seem to have had a bit of a hoarse voice when I'm recording the show. It's not always this way, but it just seems to be the way. I apologise, and hopefully you can stay with me with my hoarse voice, or Piachan, as we used to call it when I was growing up. So, yeah, it's crazy. It's 2021, December, it's the 19th, and this is the last show we'll be airing before Christmas Day. We'll have another couple of shows this year, and also be running some shows over the January summer holidays, so bear with us for that. So yeah, it's kind of crazy that we've kind of gone through the year so quickly already. It's been probably not the kind of year that a lot of us would have hoped for. I mean, there's been a lot of turmoil, and we didn't get to travel probably as much as we would have liked. And we can't make any promises, I suppose, about 2022 either just yet, because we're not quite sure how it's going to pan out with all these different variants and deltas and omicrons and whatever letters of the Greek alphabet they're going to throw at us next. But what we will do is, yeah, we're going to have some Christmas songs on the show today, obviously, because it's the last one before Christmas. And we are going to listen to a song. This is one of my favourite Irish singers, and she's singing one of my favourite Irish songs. So this is Lisa Hannigan, and she is singing River, the Joni Mitchell song. Let's have a listen.
I wish I had a river I could skate.
So what has it been to catch up on since my last show? A couple of things I wanted to talk to you guys about today. First one is we were very fortunate a few weeks back to get together the presenters of Capital Irish and have a dinner out in D4 in Wellington. So that was a great get together because we don't often get a chance, so that was fantastic. But I suppose one of the things I wanted to say as well was, you know, we often talk about the sponsors and how important they are to the show, and obviously they are crucial, but there's a lot of people who do a lot of work behind the scenes as well, and you know, we kind of rightfully give a lot of praise to our producers like Dougie and Marion for all the great work they're doing. But we also want to say thanks, or I certainly want to say thanks today as well, to Mary Friel, wife of Jim Friel, and to thank Mary for all the fantastic work she has done with the finances for the show over the last number of years. I mean, I know she's been doing it for quite a while, so I just want to kind of say a special thanks to her. I had a great chat to Jim over the dinner, and you know, we had a couple of pints, and we kind of both talked about our shared love of history, and a lot of stuff that you know, that kind of common interest that we have in our shows. And one of the things I was talking to him about was a podcast that I've been listening to for the last couple of years, and it's probably my favorite podcast of the time that I have been listening to them. And it's by a guy called Finn Dwyer, and he runs a podcast called the Irish History Podcast. So he's got a lot of interesting stuff on there. You know, he's talking about various parts of Irish history that, you know, won't always necessarily have made it into the history books, or we wouldn't have been taught in school. We kind of joked about the fact, you know, myself and Jim, that Irish history in school kind of ran up to about around about World War I, and seemed to stop abruptly. And you know, there's not a lot talked about the what happened, you know, around the times of the War of Independence and the Civil War, and you know, everything that came after that. And of course, 2021 and into 2022 are critical times in Irish history, because we're into the centenary now of coming up towards the end of the War of Independence, the anniversary of the Anglo-Irish Treaty being signed, and kind of heading into the start of the Civil War. You know, we kind of make a great song and dance, and rightly so too, about the Easter Rising in 1916, but I think that, you know, as a country and as a people, we should pay equal amount of importance to events that happened, you know, this time 100 years ago as well, because they were crucial in shaping how the rest of Irish history has panned out. And you know, we're still kind of talking about Civil War politics today, so you know, it's very important for us to kind of remember that. But yeah, I just need to actually remind myself to send out a link to Jim now about the show. But again, like we talked about this guy, Finn Dwyer, and the Irish History Podcast. There's lots of other fine podcasts available out there as well, but I enjoy listening to Finn's shows, because he's done some great little, you know, he does a lot of research, and then he'll do a bunch of shows on a specific topic. I particularly enjoyed the series he did on the Irish involvement in the Spanish Civil War. But some of the things that he's got lined up coming up for next year, talking about the conclusion of the War of Independence, a special bunch of shows as well about the Bruce invasion, which happened sort of early 14th century, which again didn't really make a lot of the history books, but was a very fascinating period for a number of years there around the 1310s. You know, he's going to talk about the Civil War, talk about, you know, and then also talk about, you know, Ireland's involvement into World War II as well. So if you get a chance, check out Irish History Podcast by Finn Dwyer, and I might put a link up on our Podbean site as well. Of course, these shows are all available on Podbean, and hopefully you're taking advantage of that, because it's a great opportunity to get in and listen to those shows whenever you want. You're not kind of limited to that Sunday morning show now, and you can stream our shows from Podbean. So other events that happened as well, actually probably the night before that we got together for that radio presenters get together, there was an event in the Irish Embassy in Wellington, and that was the launch of Conradh na Gaeilge in Aotearoa. So Dermot Coffey is heading that up from Christchurch, and he was up for the event, and it was a great evening of, there was singing, and there was some music, and we had some poetry, and you know, a lot of Gaeilge was spoken as well. And it was great to see, there were some politicians in there as well, but there was a lot of Maori representation there too, and we talked about the links and the similarities in history between Te Reo and the Irish language. So it's great to see that that there's a branch of Conradh na Gaeilge being launched here for a start, and also that you know, we're kind of creating those important links between Irish and Te Reo, and hopefully that's something that we can see happening more in the future. So now we're going to play our next tune, and actually it's going to be a bit spoken word and a bit of tread. So from talking about one Kerry man, Dermot, to another one, to Michaela Morikerti, this is called Eichanolig, and it's Michaela Morikerti on the spoken word and some Sharon Shannon on music in the background. Let's have a listen.
La Queen an angle, tan spare mo bracha, tha fichil an tacha sa ghe on gnoc. Adi gen tinne is terchon a lapam, lihig mach dé an sin tig seoch a nocht. Fogi gen doros ar lacha in a kinne, an vaid na chiocig is a ní ar a hocht. Dion eich sgi an vohir a ligint a wira, lioch mach dé an sin tig seoch a nocht. Vi sílse ar lasse i dig sin na hiachta, co rú gan cíle bí agus deach. Da chanaha ola, da chanaha siada, ach líhig mach dé an sin tíg seo hanacht. The night sky sparkling with candles of angels, sharp bite of frost in the wind of the hill. Wake up the fire now and go to the bed, God's son will sleep under this roof tonight. Leave the door open for those we're expecting, the virgin who'll come with the child on her breast. Let the world's weariness fall from you, Mary. Let God's son rest under this roof tonight. Bright lamps were burning in the house of the rich man, plenty of everything, good food and drink, for merchants in wool and merchants in silk. But God's son will sleep under this roof tonight.
Okay, so let's talk about what's happening with the Irish societies in the area. The Wellington Irish Society sent a letter out to its members fairly recently talking about a partnership deal it has with D4, a continuing partnership. I think they held a couple of events there recently. I think probably a week or so ago they aired the Late Late Toy Show, I think, in there on a Sunday afternoon. And they've had some other events running there as well. So get in touch with the guys there at the Wellington Irish Society and see what else is happening that you may be interested in. Of course, I'm kind of more out on the Hutt side, so I'll just give you an update, on as usual, on the Hutt Valley Irish Society. The potlucks have taken a bit of a battering over the last couple of months as we moved into Level 2 and a Level 2 Plus, which kind of had probably a bit more restrictions, so we weren't as free and easy, I suppose, in being able to get together and have our kind of shared potlucks, which we would normally have on the last Sunday of every month. For all the members out there, don't forget that Santa Claus is coming to the club later on today, if you listen to this on the 19th. So get along there if you can. I know that the Irish Society there has had a couple of parties there recently. They had the party for the older members of the community a couple of weeks back, and also the adults party was on last week, of which I was involved also, and I think it might actually be partly responsible for the hoarse voice I have at the moment, because there was a lot of talking nonsense as usual, but a bit of singing as well, and you know, we had a shindig along there as usual. So thanks to Kieran and the rest of the guys in the band there. They gave us a great night, and of course after the band had finished up, there was a bit of a, you know, the guitarist came out and there was a sing song into the early hours, which was great too. So you know, it's good that we were able to get together and do that now that we've kind of moved into the traffic light system, and you know, kind of getting in there with your vaccine passes, so you know, it's kind of freeing up a bit more movement, so hopefully we'll see a bit more of that as 2022 opens up. Of course there's other events on at the Irish Club as well. I think there's a regular movie night that's hosted by Brian Mulligan. It's probably on a bit of a pause at the moment because of the Christmas holidays and then the summer holidays, but watch out for some more screenings coming up. Probably next one I expect will maybe be in February. And also just to give a plug as well to the book club out there. It's a great group to get together and have a chat about the book of the month. And the book that we did last month was a very interesting one. It was called Milkmen. Now, I'm going to oversimplify it by saying it's about a teenage girl growing up in Northern Ireland in the 1970s. But, you know, there's a lot more going on than that. But, you know, it's definitely it's a great opportunity to kind of get together, you know, and discuss shared Irish history and looking at different perspectives and different backgrounds, and you know, talking to people as well from here in New Zealand who probably weren't as close to the events in Ireland and Northern Ireland, and kind of get the fresh perspective on that. But it's always good to kind of after reading a good book, have a discussion about it as well. And you know, I think I would definitely recommend people come along to that if they can, if they get the opportunity. But now we are going to have our next piece of music, and we are going to listen to a Christmas classic, Let It Snow, and it's sung by Jack L and Wallace Bird.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since there's no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I got me some corn for popping. And with the lights way down low, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in a storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, but my dear, we're still goodbye. As long as you love me so, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying,
well, the fire is slowly dying.
But my dear, we're still goodbye.
My dear, my dear, as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Jack L and Wallace Bird there with Let It Snow. One of the things I enjoy the most about putting these shows together is kind of tracking down some songs to play for the shows. So I listen to a lot of Christmas carols sung by Irish singers and some different Christmas songs, and I have to say that there is an awful lot of muck out there. There was some pretty atrocious stuff that didn't make the cut for today, thankfully for all of us. You know, there's probably a few kind of classics that we kind of remember from growing up. Of course, I think, actually it was really good listening to a show a few weeks back that Edel did when she was talking about the tradition they had about they read the short story, and she did the readout of that story there. But I suppose another tradition where I grew up in the west of Ireland as well was the Rin Boys, although it was kind of probably dying out a little bit by the time I was coming up. But, you know, it's still reasonably popular. You know, kids still kind of dress up and go around door to door and, you know, do a bit of entertainment or a bit of singing. There was probably some kind of a more semi-professional ones would come along and kind of visit the pubs as well on St. Stephen's Day. Still can't bring myself to saying Boxing Day. I don't think that that's going to change anytime soon. But our next song is going to be about St. Stephen's Day, and it's a fairly well-known one, and it's a short one as well. We're going to have a listen to the Clancy Brothers, and they are singing the Rin song.
The Rat thunder and the king of our horses, Stephen's day was cutting the purse. Although he was little, his honor was great. Jump up, me lads, and give us a treat. As I was going to kill and all, I met to run upon the wall. Up with me wattle and knocked him down and brought him into Carrick Town.
Drolling, drolling, where's your nest? It's in the bush that I love best. In the tree, the holly tree, where all the pies do follow me.
Up with the kettle and down with the pan, and give us a penny to bury the rat.
Followed the rant, 3 miles or more, 3 miles or more, 3 miles or more. Followed the rant, 3 miles or more, at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I have a little box under me arm, under me arm, under me arm. I have a little box under me arm, a penny or twopence so do it no harm.
Mrs. Cassie's a very good woman, a very good woman, a very good woman. Mrs. Cassie's a very good woman, she give us a penny to bury the rat.
The Clancy Brothers there with the Rin song. There was another song of the Clancy Brothers also involving birds and Christmas, Carew, Carew, which I had never really heard before, but it's a very interesting song, and I was thinking about squeezing it in maybe before the end of the show, but I think we might not have enough time today, so maybe that might be our quota of Clancy Brother bird related Christmas songs for today. But if you get a chance, and if you haven't heard it before, it's actually a very beautifully sung song, and it's about all the birds getting together and coming to visit Jesus in the manger. So yeah, give it a spin if you can. So I'm probably just going to kind of wrap up here again now. Just wanted to say, you know, a few more words before the end of the show. Don't forget, you know, Christmas is a great time for getting together with friends and family, and you know having a feed and you know, kind of enjoying time together. But don't forget those less fortunate, and if you get a chance, it's always worth kind of keeping the door open for, you know, for worthy causes that might not be as well off, and you know, giving to charities or to some great organizations out there who kind of help out those who may not have as much and are kind of struggling, especially with the last couple of years and things have been difficult for families. So they're, you know, it's probably worth remembering those at this time of year, and even visiting some of the, you know, some elderly that you know, some relatives that you might not have gotten contact with or whatever over the year. Just pick up the phone maybe and just give them a shout and stay in touch. You know, it can mean a lot. So yeah, I'm coming to the end of the show here. I'm probably just gonna say goodbye to you all. I'm wishing you all a very happy Christmas and a happy new year. I hope that 2022 is better for everyone. But yeah, enjoy your Christmas day next week. And if you're off on holidays, just remember to drive safe and to take care and to enjoy it and have a good time. I'll be back again in a few weeks with another show sometime over January. But I'm going to play you out with something a bit different in terms of Christmas songs. We are going to listen to a Saw Doctor's Christmas song, but they're talking about their town tune, obviously. But this, you know, the sentiment here could apply to just about any kind of town or any area in Ireland over Christmas. So here's the Saw Doctor's with Merry Christmas Tune. Have a great one, and I'll see you again in 2022. Slán, agus nollaig chonaic.
From Turnadaily to Gilmartin Road, all the boys are on their way back home.
There's days selling Christmas trees, there's turkeys on the square. If you couldn't make the passage home, you'd wish that you were there. To everyone above in tune, very merry Christmas. You'll be meeting all the boys you used to sit beside in class. The uncle got so drunk he lit a fag at midnight mass. And your mother's on the telephone, she's trying to buck her crawl. And the lad who's playing in the band can't get home to Donegal. To everyone above in tune, a very merry Christmas. There'll be cars gone out the Milltown Road, rushing down to Knock, to pick up weary immigrants who've been travelling around the clock. With their bags chock full of duty free and stories from abroad, there'll be hugs and celebrations down on Ballygaddy Road. To everyone above and below, a very merry Christmas. They'll be dancing round the High Cross when the New Year marches in, and a shot to celebration will be fired by Dr. Waldron. On St. Stephen's Day, the college field is the place sports lovers go. How will the Celtic beat the Blues this year? You never really know. You never really know. To all the children getting all the things they need, don't forget the starving millions when you sit down to your feet. And here's to all the emigrants, may your stay be filled with cheer. And to all of you who hold the fort, may you have a great new year. To all of you above in tune, a very merry Christmas. To all of you above in tune.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.